This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, where the gospel goes out on a weekly basis, over 100 stations every day, Monday through Friday, with the Old Trailblazer. And then we also have the Voice of Truth Ministry, the late Pastor L.R. Shelton's ministry that we air on many, many stations every weekend, Sundays, few stations on Saturday. And if you'd like, I'll send you a log of all of those stations, the Trailblazer and the Voice of Truth. And we've been broadcasting now since 1943. And one of the oldest broadcasting, continuous broadcasting station or broadcast in America. If you'd like to have a log of all those stations, you write me. And other material here, we have What We Most Surely Believe. We have over 400 of Pastor Shelton's messages in booklet form. And we send those free and postpaid to anybody that would like them to give out tracts in the break room or wherever. You old truckers out there, if you like to put them out in the break room. I know we have information about truckers having church on Sunday morning at some of the fuel places. If you'd like to take some of those tracts and hand them out, you write me. I'll send them to you free and postpaid. But we're going on day by day getting out the gospel, and we're staying with Thus Saith the Lord, Thus Saith God's Word. And we're bringing you this study now. We've been here quite a while on man's total depravity of the human heart. And I know it's not something that you hear on your average radio broadcast or average television broadcast or religious magazine. Oh, I tell you, I get magazines from all over the country. I wish you could see what's in them. They just gone so modern. And I don't know who puts my name on those lists, but I don't subscribe to them. They just send them to me. And, of course, they always have an envelope in there for you to send them some money. And it's just disheartening to see what they do. In one of the major magazines, World Known, they have a little article on the back page that if you'd like to be saved, pray this prayer. And it's about three or four sentences. Jesus, I'm sorry I sinned, blah, blah, blah. And he says, now, if you prayed that prayer, you saved. And write me, and I'll send you some helpful literature. Oh, my friend, how sorry we've gotten today. How far from God's Word. The Scripture says you must be born again. You think in shaking some preacher's hand, your pastor's hand, is a new birth? You think that baptizing your baby when he's born is a new birth? You think that, my friend? Oh, my friend, that's not salvation. Salvation is trusting the Lord, seeing yourself in need. Have you ever seen your need of salvation? Have you ever seen your need of cleansing? Oh, I often say here that a man goes to bed at night and wakes up in the morning feeling good, fresh air, and he gets up and takes a deep breath and gets up on the side of bed and puts his shoes on and goes outside. But you let that same man, during the night, get a hot fever, high fever, sore throat, aching back, aching head. He'll get up in the morning and he'll say, Mama, call a doctor, I'm sick. Just so it is, no man will call on the Lord until he sees his helpless condition. And that's what these messages are designed for, that the Holy Spirit may take something home to your heart. Have you ever seen yourself a sinner? Have you ever seen yourself lost? Oh, but listen, let's go back in our study. We saw that God's Word teaches that salvation is wholly of grace. Man being totally depraved is therefore helpless and hopeless to do one thing about his salvation. Then salvation must be wholly of God in and apart from man, and wholly of grace in and apart from man's so-called works. If salvation is by man or anything that he can do, then why did Christ die? Why did our Lord come here and die? If man could do one thing in saving himself, God becomes laughing stock and a fool for giving his son to die in man's stead. Oh, my friend, what a statement. Then do you see the utter foolishness of Christ suffering on the cross and dying as man's substitute if he can save himself? If he can do anything to work up salvation, achieve salvation, dip soup at Thanksgiving, anything, you'd be surprised what people attribute salvation to. And the worst thing I know of is that some pastor, deceived by Satan, will ask you to come down to the front and shake his hand, and he calls that salvation. Now, my friend, that's deceived. That man is deceived that individual who does that is deceived and will wind up in a devil's hell. Now, listen, man, being totally depraved, cannot save himself and therefore becomes just a laughingstock and the biggest fool in trying to save himself. Salvation is a new creature, a new creation, Christ wrought in the heart by the Holy Spirit. Oh, I wish I could make that positive in your heart. I wish I could make it real. All right, let's go a step further. Sit up now, listen. Wake up, brother. Wake up. Come on, sit down and listen. It won't be long. Then you can get you a cup of coffee and go out on the back porch and drink your coffee. In our study, we find that man is unwilling to do good because he cannot do good. Man has no love nor desire for spiritual things in his natural state. Listen to God's word in John 3:19. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Man in his natural state, in and apart from the work of the Holy Spirit, does not love the things of God. No, he doesn't love the things of God. Let's get that through our mind. His mind is always trailing off after earthly things. He may have a veneer of religion, talk about his religious things, but his mind is always earthward, bent towards the earth. His thoughts are taken up in his business, his home, the things of the world. The Apostle Paul says over there in Ephesians 2, we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. You talk to that individual about the new birth, and he doesn't know what you're talking about. He look at you like you broke out of the zoo. He don't know what you're talking about. Ask that fellow to tell you how the Lord saved him. And usually he'll begin to talk about something else. Listen. I've often asked you folks here who hear me. When you go to church on Sunday morning, you're sitting by one of your neighbors there on the bench. Just before the preaching starts or the singing starts, turn there to your neighbor and say, Miss So-and-so, tell me what the Lord means to you. Tell me how the Lord saved you. I just like to hear. And then I often ask your pastor. I don't know if he comes out to the door and shakes hands with people as they go out the front door like some of them used to do. But if you get a chance to talk to him, ask him, say, Pastor, would you tell us, take a Sunday night service or a Wednesday night, and tell us how the Lord saved you. The old trailblazer often does that on the radio. He tells us that he was a lost sinner. The Lord showed him that he was a lost sinner and awakened him to the fact that he was lost and gave him grace to look to the Lord, to trust the Lord, and to give all the credit to the Lord. Thought he was somebody come until the Holy Spirit. Would you tell us how the Lord saved you, Pastor? We don't want to hear that you was baptized when you were 7 years old. We don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that you was maybe baptized at birth and your mom and papa told you about it. We don't want to hear that. We want to know if you know the Lord. We want to know what Christ means to you. We want to know if you can go back to the time and the place when you saw yourself in need. Maybe you didn't know what it was to start with, but you found out it was a need of the new birth. Would you do that for us, Pastor? I appreciate it if you would. Just ask him kindly and say, we'll be praying for you, Pastor. Do you pray for your pastor? Do you pray for the old trailblazer? My friend, I'm giving my lifeblood to get out the gospel. Oh, it's because I see. Somebody asked me the other day, said, Pastor, what's the burden of your heart? I said, lost souls. But I'm concerned about your family, your children. I know folks who have 5 and 6 children lost. They admit that they're lost, but they don't trust the Lord. They don't seek the Lord. The scriptures tell us, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. You know what that scripture implies? That one day he may not be found. One day the Lord will become silent to you. Oh, may the Lord never, never become silent. Do you have a relationship with the Lord that you can talk to him about your family? Believer, are you able to call on the Lord? Oh, Lord, would you save my wife? Oh, Lord, would you save my children? Oh, Lord, would you save my pastor? Do you have that kind of relationship? It's not a shame to pray, my friend. Would you do that? I have folks call me all the time, and they say, Pastor, would you pray? I'm not able to get around as much as I used to be to the nursing homes and all those places, sick bed. But, my friend, I can pray for you. Listen, that individual outside of Christ, never having seen himself as a sinner, taken up with everything in the world except his soul. We all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. You talk to that individual, my friend, about the new birth. You know what folks talk about now? Their membership. Well, I'm a member of the church on the corner down there where they got the tall steeple and the stained glass windows. And I hear preachers, radio preachers and TV preachers, and they say, come enjoy our services. Well, I don't want you to enjoy my services. I don't want you to enjoy my preaching. I want them to cut you to the quick, my friend, to let you see the needy creature. And then pray that the Lord will deal with your heart about your soul if you're not saved, and your children's soul. My friend, the greatest thing in this life is to be saved. The greatest thing in this life is to be saved. I wish you would remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the old Trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.